Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. The Lord will settle you today. The Lord will reach out to you. Whatever wants to hinder you, the Lord clear them of the way for you in Jesus' name. Promotion is coming your way. Elevation is your own today. Lifting is your own today. Today, nothing will pull you down. Nothing will slow you down. Nothing will attack you. Whatever is ordained and designed to attack you in any area of your life, it is placed under arrest right now. The best of God in you will emerge. The best of God's agenda for your life will show up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And everybody say amen. Glory to God. Welcome to another Daily Prophetic Prayer Podcast. I'm excited because testimonies are coming in because of the wonders of prayer and the ministry of the word. Keep sending it in. Let's give God the glory together. If God has used this podcast at any day, at any time, to be a blessing to you, to minister to you, to heal you. Maybe you got a healing on the broadcast, you got a breakthrough, you got a word, there was a manifestation of power. You know, sending your praise report, we are giving thanks to God for all of them. As we thank God for what he has done, he will do more. That is the secret of multiplication in miracle. Thank God for what he has done, be grateful, express it deeply, and then you see him do more. And also, as you send in your praise report, you are finalizing, you are perfecting that which has already been happened, has made happen in your life. Glory to God. So send it in, send it to my WhatsApp. Let's give God the glory together for that great thing that God is doing. And to everyone that just joined this platform, you are welcome. Please take your time to read through the guideline that is directing the affairs on this platform. Now, my prayer chart for you today is from the book of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and verse 12. Zechariah chapter number 9, verse 11 and verse 12. As for thee also, by the blood of the covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. Out of the pit wherein there is no water. Verse 12. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Now listen to me. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant. The blood of the covenant is the blood of Jesus. The blood of the covenant is the blood of release. There are destinies that have been put in the prison, as in the prison and at the pit where there is no water. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners. They are made to be prisoners. Where they're supposed to be shining, something has caged them. Something has bound them. Something has held them down. I have come to declare over your life, I don't care what has held you down, I command your freedom right now. Whatever has held you bound, I command your liberation now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As for thee also, by the blood of the covenant, the blood of covenant will speak for you. The blood of covenant will rescue you. The blood of covenant will liberate you. Everyone under lock and key, everyone held bound in chain, be released by the blood of the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, I have brought out your prisoners. There are lives that have been imprisoned in the prison of shame, prison of sorrow, prison of disappointment. I decree and I declare, everywhere you have been held bound in prison, come out from there right now. In the prison of delay, the prison of trouble, the prison of torment, the prison of shame, come out from there. In the prison of barrenness, the prison of joblessness, the prison of stagnation, come out from there in the name of Jesus. When a destiny is in a prison, such destiny is limited. When a destiny is in a prison, such destiny is restricted. No matter the level of the potential the person carry, it cannot go within the four walls of the prison. There are people that carries what nation needs, but they have been held in prison in a place, and they could not reach out to the nations that need them. The nations that need them could not hear their voice. My goodness, my Father, I stand in prayer right now in the name that is above every other name. Lika badusku payata ledidike lebarado shilande rekete. come out from that prison. I declare your rescue. I announce your freedom from the prison of shame, from the prison of trouble, from the prison of affliction, from the prison of limitation. Come out from there right now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever and whosoever has put you in prison, they release you by fire now. Every invisible arm that say you are not going to escape, I release judgment upon them in the name of Jesus, by the blood of thy covenant. And he said, I have released you out of the pit wherein there is no water. Listen to me. The pit is a lowered place. When a life is put in a pit, that destiny is lowered down. When a life is put in a pit, the peace of such a life is tampered with. Not only that, in a pit where there is no water, that means there is no fruitfulness. Because where there is no water, there cannot be fruitfulness. Number two, that means there is dryness. In a pit where there is no water, it means there is no life, because water is life. Where there is no water, life can easily go. In a pit where there is no water, there is no water, there cannot be fruitfulness. There is no water, there will be dryness. There is no water, life will be destroyed. I decree and declare, there are many people that are laboring in the pit where there is no water. They are planting, but because there is no water, it cannot germinate. It cannot be fruitful. It becomes wasted effort. Everyone under the sound of voice, that you have been put in the pit where there is no water, in the place of fruitlessness, come out from there right now by the blood of covenant. Come out from the pit where there is no water. Receive your escape right now. Receive your liberation right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the pit of dryness, financial dryness, spiritual dryness, matrimonial dryness, dryness in your life. Some people listening to me now, they are just dry spiritually. They can't pray anymore. They are not even hearing God anymore. Everything is dry. There is a fire coming now. There is a revival coming now. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. The water is flowing. Let there be a flow of living water. Let there be a flow of living water in the name of Jesus. Kalabasha, mando domorosi, ikataya la di galaba. Where they have dried you up in your spirit, receive life. Where they have dried you up in your finances, receive life. Where they have dried up marriage, goodness in your marriage, receive life. I release the flow of life into every area of your dryness in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say one loud amen if you believe. Amen. Lahukebondo salaba. No more dryness. No more dryness. No more dryness. Your life can no longer be dry. Your marriage will no longer be dry. Your destiny will no longer be dry. No more dryness in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You can no longer be dry. Your life can no longer be dry. You are coming out from the prison where there is no water in Jesus' name. I'll continue from the next verse tomorrow. This is a loaded scripture, but believe and expect it. No more dryness in my life. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Now listen to me. My word chart for you today is the word name. That's right, N-A-M-E, name. And this is very important. Your name is your legacy. Your name is what you leave behind when you are no more. The question is, what is involved in your name? What is your name synonymous with? That is the area I want to go today. What do people know your name with or know your name for? There are some names today, when you mention them, it is easy for people to identify with them, either for good or for bad. If you mention some name, people will say thief. If you mention some name, people will say a blessing. There are names you mention that people will feel like running. There are names you mention that people will feel like rejoicing. The question is, what is your name synonymous with? No matter the name you bear, it is what you have loaded into your name. What you have done with your life affect what will happen to your name. I'll say that again. What you have done with your life, how you have lived your life, affect what will your name will be remembered with or attached with. The question today again is, what is synonymous with your name? I want you to start building a name. Take time to build. A good name is more and better than silver. built a name that your children, even after you are no more, can stand and say, yes, that is our mother, yes, that is our father. Be careful of your action today that may destroy and tarnish your image tomorrow. Your name is your image. Your image is your name. What are you feeding and feeling into your name? I want to charge you today to build a name that will last, a name connected to integrity, a name that people will associate with as an helper, a name that people will look like and say, oh, what a person, what a name, a name that even God will look like and said, this is somebody after my own heart. Let heaven identify your name by your good works. Let earth identify your name by your good works. Let your name be attached and synonymous with something good, something great, something impactful, that you know you have not lived a wasted life. You have not lived like a snake on the hill that has no mark. Your life must have a mark. And you are the one that must take responsibility to start doing something with your life that will positively affect your name. You are blessed of the Lord and you are lifted in the name of Jesus. Grace will speak for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everyone say big and loud amen. Amen, amen, and amen. The Lord bless you. Send this far this week again. Let it go. Every nation of the world, somebody must be listening to this prayer podcast every day. Every day. God must use you to reach out to them. So send it. Click on the share button. Send it to the groups you belong to on WhatsApp. Send it anywhere you want to. You are permitted to download it. It's free. It will freely have we received. Freely have we given it. It is the word of the Lord. And it must go out to the ends of the earth. Like I told you, some people it is the word. Some people is the prayer that will affect and impact their life. Be a channel via which God will reach out to people. You are blessed of the Lord and you are lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Today is a great day for you and testimonies abound and coming through your life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Now remember, download the Deliverance and Healing Prayer app. Go to the App Store, search for it, any App Store, Android or iPhone. Go over there, search for Deliverance and Healing Prayer. Deliverance and Healing Prayer. Download the apps and then connect with prayer. Listen to it. It's going to be a great blessing to you. You are lifted on every side in Jesus' name. So I come your way again tomorrow. I remain Benjamin Berkeley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.